Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
My anchor in oceans that toss me away. When I'm in rescue, you are my ransom. When I'm in shelter, you are my home. When I am weak, Lord, you're what I reach for. Lord, I believe whatever I need, Jesus, you are.
Thank you for joining us on this podcast today. Risk that has to do with life is the most difficult one to take. But time and the place we find ourselves will always pose such risks at us. The only thing is that we must be bold and understand God's mind about it, whether it's right to launch into the deep or not. As we explore the Bible today, we shall see how a young girl took one of the biggest risks that saved the lives of her people in a strange land. Our topic is, For a Time as This. And our Bible text is from Esther chapter 4 verse 11 to 17.
All the king's servants, and the people of the king's provinces, do know, that whosoever, whether man or woman, shall come unto the king into the inner court, who is not called, there is one law of his to put him to death, except such to whom the king shall hold out the golden scepter, that he may live. But I have not been called to come in unto the king these 30 days. And they told to Mordecai Esther's words. Then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther, Think not with thyself that thou shalt escape in the king's house, more than all the Jews. For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed, and who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this? Then Esther bade them return Mordecai this answer. Go, gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan, and fast ye for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise, and so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law, and if I perish, I perish. Verse 17, the last verse. So Mordecai went his way, and did according to all that Esther had commanded him.
Have you ever taken a risk that can cost you your life? That is one of the most difficult thing to do. But it worths it to take a risk that will save lives and generations to come, than doing nothing. Our Bible text today narrated the story of a young Jewish girl, in Persia, named Esther, who found herself at the palace as a queen during the Jewish exile. Esther, an exiled Jew, won the king's favor, ascended to the throne, and risked her life to save the Jewish people from annihilation. At that time, Haman had convinced the king to sanction a pogrom that will exterminate all the Jews in the empire. This event occurred between 483 BC and 473 BC, during the first half of the reign of King Xerxes, who chose Esther as his queen. Haman's scheme to destroy all the Jews became known to Mordecai, who keeps the gate before the king's palace. Immediately Mordecai got aware of this plot, he became sad. To save the situation, he sent words to Esther to inform her of this evil plot by Haman. When Esther was informed, she felt helpless, as well as the king has not invited her for the past 30 days and she must be summoned by the king before she can approach him. Doing so without the king's invitation will put her life in danger. However, Mordecai said to her, Think not with thyself that thou shalt escape in the king's house, more than all the Jews, and who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this. Esther later made up her mind to approach the king on the matter despite her initial resistance. She told all the Jews to fast for her and that she and her maids will fast as well. Esther's initial reaction shows she did not believe she has the power to influence change or make a difference. But Mordecai understood that God had placed her in the king's palace for a purpose, and she needed to have the fortitude and discernment to recognize that purpose and carry it out. The same thing applies to us today. God promotes or places us in a position for a reason, and we must have the strength and discernment to recognize that reason and fulfill it. Like I used to say, every assignment in life attracts divine positioning. God has an assignment for you in that community, in that place of work or wherever you find yourself. You must do everything to fulfill your purpose and not fail God. Following Mordecai's persistent persuasion, Esther pledges to do whatever she can do to save her people. In Esther chapter 4 verse 16, she said, "After that, I will go to the king, though it is against the law, and if I perish, I perish." What a courageous statement and a big resolve to take a risk that put her life on the line for the sake of her people. Today, can you also take such big risks that can cost you your life to save your family, nation, or God's work? This young lady saved the Jews because she was ready to put her own life on the line. Against the tradition of the kingdom that no woman must appear before the king without being summoned, to her amazement, the king saw her and ordered her to come in and ask whatever she wants. Politely, Esther invited the king to a banquet with Haman present, and there requested for another banquet the following day. On the second day, she made her request known to the king, exposed Haman's scheme and asked for safety of herself and her people. The king rose to Esther's demand. Haman was put to death as the Jews are given permission to defend themselves from their foes. Esther chapter 7 verse 10 says, "So they hanged Haman on the gallows that he had prepared for Mordecai. Then was the king's wrath pacified. Today whoever is against your life shall lose himself or herself in your place in Jesus' name." God saved the Jews through the mission initiated by Mordecai and executed by Esther. God can also use us too to rescue those who are vulnerable. He needs you as an Esther today to step into hostile environments where there is fear and animosity and give a word of life that will bring change. As we go today, let our imaginations be stirred by this statement, "For such a time as this." God placed you today in that place or position for a time as this. Never succumb to threats, but make a change that will live for generations. I pray for you today that wherever you find yourself, you shall be useful and be a battle axe for God's use. Every agenda of darkness against your life today shall be terminated in Jesus' name. As you go, may the peace of God, grace, protection, and His blessings abide with you now and forevermore in Jesus' name. Amen.
Bible in a year. The Bible reading for today is from Ezekiel chapter 40. And for the evening, 1 Peter chapter 5. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.